Okay, so today we're diving into this personality test.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, from the Spiritual Seek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it says it's going to reveal whether you're a conformist or a homologated person.
Interesting word.
Yeah, have you ever heard?
I haven't heard, I mean, I've heard of conformist, obviously,
Right.
but homologated, I don't think I've ever heard that before.
I hadn't either, so I had to look it up, and it seems like it's basically like next level conformity.
Yeah, like really ingrained, like
Yeah.
it's part of who you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's less about, consciously choosing to go along with things and more about
Yeah.
it being like your default setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's so deeply ingrained in you that you don't even realize you're doing it.
Yeah, it's just how you operate in the world.
Right.
So we've got six statements here from this test, and we're
Okay.
going to kind of like go through each one and just see.
Yeah. Break them down.
Yeah, like what the underlying psychology might be,
Yeah.
what it might reveal about a person if they agree or disagree.
Exactly.
So you don't need to like grab a pen and paper or anything. Just kind of listen along and see which ones resonate with you or like make you go, Okay, so first up, the majority is always right.
Ooh, that's a bold statement.
Right out the gate.
Yeah, I mean, if you find yourself nodding along to that one, it might suggest that you tend to defer to the group a lot, maybe more than trusting your own gut. You know, I think history is a good teacher here. I mean, how many times has the majority opinion been just flat out wrong?
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about like the Salem witch trials or
Exact.
the
That's
Holocaust, like huge examples where
yeah.
blindly following the crowd had
Yeah.
disastrous consequences.
Disastrous consequences.
But even on a smaller scale, like not so dramatic, just always siding with the majority,
Right.
you might miss out on opportunities to like challenge the status quo or,
Yeah.
make some positive changes.
Absolutely. I mean, look at Galileo. He went against the grain. Everyone thought
Exactly.
Earth was the center of the universe. He's like, nope.
Huge rebel.
And revolutionized our understanding of the cosmos.
Totally. So, yeah, sometimes being a rebel has its perks.
Definitely.
All right, let's move on to the next statement. If everyone does it, it means it's not entirely wrong.
Okay, so that's interesting because it's not saying it's right.
Right. It's like there's a little wiggle room there.
Yeah, it's like, well, if everyone's doing it can't be that bad.
Exactly.
But I think this one points to this idea of social proof.
Yeah.
You know, like if a lot of people are doing something, it must be okay.
Right.
But we know that's not always true.
Totally think about like fashion trends. I
Oh
mean,
my
they
God.
come and go, and it's not always because they're like good or practical. It's just because,
Yeah.
it's the in thing to do.
Right, marketing, social pressure.
Exactly. All those like weird internet challenges that come up.
Oh, yeah.
Just because everyone's doing it doesn't mean it's.
Yeah, please don't eat Tide Pods just because everyone's doing
Exactly.
it.
So this statement kind of highlights the dangers of just accepting social norms without like really thinking about them.
Yeah, critical thinking is key.
For sure.
Oh.
Okay, next up, this one's a little more personal. Being alone for a long time makes me uncomfortable.
Ooh, okay. This one's interesting because it touches on that human need for connection.
Yeah.
We're social creatures, right? We need
Yeah.
to feel a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
But if being alone for a long time makes you super uncomfortable,
Yeah.
it might point to a fear of being different or like a really strong need for external validation.
Right.
Now there's a spectrum here. Some people are naturally more introverted,
Yeah.
love their alone time, that's fine.
Totally.
But if you're constantly seeking out company just to avoid your own thoughts,
Yeah.
that's maybe something to look at.
Yeah. Maybe you're not comfortable with your own beliefs or insecurities or whatever.
Could be.
Okay, next one. Going against the current is foolish. Better to go with the flow.
Oh. This one's very pro-conformity.
It's like, don't rock the boat, just go with the flow.
But like we were talking about with Galileo, sometimes rocking the boat is like
It
what
is.
needs to happen.
Yeah, sometimes going against the current is what drives progress.
Exactly.
Think about entrepreneurs who disrupt industries or artists who challenge
Yeah.
conventional aesthetics,
Social activists.
social activists fighting for justice.
Yeah. They're all going against the current.
Yeah, and they often face pushback,
Yeah.
but their willingness to stand out can lead to some amazing change.
Totally. So, yeah, while it's important to pick your battles, sometimes you got to shake things up.
You do.
All right. This one gets right to the heart of social approval. I consider the opinion that other people have about me to be crucial.
Okay, so this one screams a need for validation.
Yeah.
Like external validation is super important to this person.
Yeah.
It's natural to care what others think. To some extent, we all do.
to an extent.
But if you're putting too much weight on other people's opinions,
yeah,
it can really stifle your individuality and make you a people pleaser.
Yeah, exactly. And that's never fun.
Exhausting.
It is.
Okay, last one. I quickly adapt to the customs and behaviors of the place where I am.
Ooh, this is interesting because adaptability is a great skill.
It is.
Especially in our globalized world. Yeah. But if you're constantly changing your behavior to fit in, yeah, it might mean you don't have a strong sense of self.
Right. You're like a chameleon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're blending it everywhere, but where's the real you?
So it sounds like the takeaway here is like self-awareness.
Yeah.
You know, like understanding where you fall on this spectrum of conformity versus non-conformity can help you make more conscious choices.
Exactly. It's not about labeling yourself as a conformist or a rebel. It's just about understanding your tendencies and how they might be affecting you.
So like ask yourself, when do you conform and why?
Yeah.
When do you resist and what are the consequences?
It's a good thing to think about.
Yeah, food for thought.
Definitely.
All right, that's our deep dive for today.
It's always a pleasure. Likewise.